The pre-game interview.
We are speaking with one of the greats of the GFNL as we build up to Newtown Tool in South Barwon. And I just found out a little nugget that I actually didn't know, that the man we're speaking to, not only a superstar here for 200 games with Newtown Tool, but also coached the forerunner to South Barwon, the Barwon Bulldogs.
This works perfectly for you, King.
Couldn't have worked any better.
This is manna from heaven.
This is fantastic. And I do speak of the man who was ranked number 26 all-time in the Geelong Advertiser's GFNL Top 50, Mark Hall. Mark, thanks for joining us on KROQFootball.live.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for the invitation.
Past Players' Day, nice to come back and catch up with some old mates and reminisce.
Yes, they're the best days, and there's a lot of boys in there that you haven't seen for too long, but you're still really good mates with. So it started off as a good day, and it'll finish a good day, I think.
210 games in the red and black.
That's it.
A couple of seasons at Barwon, so closing in on 250 GFNL senior games, three-time best and fairest, premiership captain in 1982, that great side that you knocked over St. Peter's.
Yeah, St. Peter's, they were a fairly handy side at the time too, so Higo was coach, and he did his knee on the Thursday night before the grand final, so put us back a little bit, but we managed to get over the line.
They were a really good side, St. Peter's. They had absolute guns.
Well, Wellesley and Hack Hannon and Johnny Friend, to name a few, and there's a guy called Cale there who was pretty handy. Yep.
A young John Pickering.
John Pickering, brother to Stewie, who played with us.
Yep.
They were coached by Dennis Davey, who was a very good coach. And they were well run, and they were just over the road here too, so we went far apart from each other.
The era of 80s footy, I was only growing up around it. My probably earliest memories are late 80s, but that early 80s, early GFL after the breakaway from the GD. Talk to us about what the footy was like.
Well, the footy was... I grew up in Echuca, and I came from Echuca Footy Club and came to Geelong and then went to Newtown. And the footy in the Goulburn Valley was a lot different to the Geelong Footy League, and it's a lot bigger in big marks, big kicks, that sort of thing in Goulburn Valley. And whereas Geelong's a lot more compact, there's not a lot of places to hide, so it's sort of... the grounds test you out, but the footy itself was really high standard. Like, there's a lot of ex-Geelong players playing in it. Yeah, every game you never really knew whether you're going to win or lose. So, and the players that you play on, you know, every day, every game, you had to bring your A game to beat them, basically. Yeah.
So you came from Echuca,
yep,
to Geelong,
yep,
to the footy club.
That's right.
Right. So, okay, who got you down there?
Well, I was working in the State Bank at the time in Echuca.
Everybody work in the State Bank in the 80s?
We did, because I left the Echuca Tech School and I started in the State
Bank. Everybody stayed in the bank, yeah. Well done. Yeah.
And I worked there, and anyway, I didn't even know about Geelong at that stage because I was just brought up on a farm outside Echuca and never really been to the Big Smoke. And anyway, Geelong were testing out a few of the young blokes, and they invited us down for a bit of a camp here. And then one day I walked out of the State Bank and Bill McMahon's sitting out in the Ford LTD there, and he says, come and step into my office, Mark. Anyway, so I'm sitting there, and he's flashed his form in front of me with the VFL sticker on it, and I'd already been down the road to talk to Graham Arthur, who was coaching Echuca at the time. I said, do I go? What do I do? He said, oh, look, up to you, but they'll come looking for you if you want to. But I thought, no, it's too good an opportunity not to. So I signed up. It took a year to get down here, and I couldn't get a transfer in the bank, so I had to travel every Saturday. And in the end, Bobby Davis went and saw Bill Moore, the CEO of the State Bank, and said, can you transfer the boy to Geelong? So here I am on the Wednesday, and I get a phone call, you're starting at Geelong East on the Monday. So,
oh-wee.
So I had to pack my bag, and but Geelong was fantastic because they had the two houses in Aberdeen Street.
Yep.
And all us country boys came there, and guys from Kuna and Gumbia, wherever they were. And
yeah.
It was the best place for us country boys.
Yeah, right. Brad Furman tells some good stories about the country house.
It was a ripper. Really was.
If the walls could talk.
Well, if they could talk, but at the end of the day, like, for a really competitive environment, the blokes there were best mates still, you know. They were fantastic, and we had some funny times there. They were so good.
That's amazing.
Yes.
What a story, hey? How to get, and so then obviously at Geelong, and then you came here.
Well, the arrangement was that, like in those days, Bill McMaster had coasted the whole countryside and pick blokes out of the blue, and like he'd go get Edgar Gunn from Witchy Proof or somewhere and say, you're playing in Bad Luck Hall, you got to go have a rest.
Yeah.
But anyway, what they did is the local sides here, they sort of allocated you to a team, and I got allocated to Newtown. And so one day I didn't get a game at seconds, and I thought, oh, I'll still play, I'll come play at Newtown. I didn't know anybody, and I came up here and had a good day and went back and finished off at Geelong after that, and but the club made an impression on me, obviously, and so anyway, the next year I got the flick from Geelong halfway through the year, and I walk into the office, and Rod Olsen and Ian McKenzie are in there, and they say, look, you've tried really well, done a good job, but I think we'll let you go. I said, that's okay, and I felt the weight of the world off my shoulders. And I said to Macca, I said, oh, I'm going back to Echuca. He said, no, you're not. You're going to Newtown. And I said, well, no, I'm going back to play with my mates in Echuca. So he sort of made a deal with Newtown, but I didn't. I went back and played with Echuca that year, and then I came to Newtown the next year.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And, but that was a funny situation too, because I was working in a state bank at East Geelong, and anyway, I get a phone call, you're going to work at Cryer Village. Lo and behold, the manager at Cryer Village was Graeme McGee, who was the president of Newtown.
That's the way it works.
What a shock. Steve Hocking tells the story about the old days of... and he found himself not needed in the twos one day at the Cats playing against Blue West at Baker's Oval, but
the backyard
under a dodgy name.
That'd be right. Yep.
He goes, oh, yeah, I actually played a senior game with Newtown before I actually played a game with the Cats when I came down from Cobram.
Funny things went on, and it was really that was it. And so I walked into the branch that morning, and the first thing he didn't even say, how are you, mate? He just put this form in front of me to say he's
clearance signed at Newtown. Oh, that's
and so a good mate of mine, like Jamie Keller Thompson, was working there, and Jamie and I became best mates, and it was a really good club, and it was a no-brainer for me. I was quite happy to come here and play. Yeah, it was good.
Not like Newtown to get extra long players.
Oh, gosh. Well, bang.
Yeah. You're a peanut. You are.
Well, the funny thing was that Harvey Davis was here, and I didn't really know Harvey at Geelong, but when I came to Newtown, he was a fantastic person to meet up with. Harvey, he was a ripper.
How'd you end up at Barwon?
Oh, well, I was working in the state bank in Mallow Street.
Is there a state bank you haven't worked at in Geelong? Oh,
there was a couple. There's Rory Street.
Are there any clubs in Geelong that didn't have a connection to the state bank?
So anyway, I was working there, and anyway, one of the guys I was working with was Boo Allen, and so we were pretty good friends, Boo and I, and I was at a stage, like I was 24, and I was sort of, thought I'd give coaching a go, as you do. Anyway, whether it was right or wrong, I don't know. But anyway, one thing led to another, and so I signed up with Barwon for 2 years and enjoyed the time. Great club. A lot of fantastic blokes over at Barwon, and can't speak highly enough of them. And after we made the finals both years, but we got pipped by North Shore both years, and Jan Smith was coaching North Shore at the time. And so after the 86, Newtown Skinner Landers and Higo knocked on my door and said, you want to come back? And I thought, coaching's not for me. I think I'll go back. So I ended up back here.
Did you coach Johnny Williams at Barwon?
I did. I recruited Johnny. I chased Johnny and chased Johnny and I chased Johnny because he's working on a construction site at the Geelong Hospital.
Oh, not the state bank.
And anyway, finally got Johnny here. And Johnny was a really good bloke, fantastic guy. And he was as strong as an ox, as you know, and he just, yeah. But I don't know how he would go this era of coming off the ground, because Johnny couldn't be told where to play. Like, he played where he wanted to play.
You coached Newtown, but unfortunately you had to pull the pin during a season because of work. With the state bank?
Talking of falling over, I'd moved to Capital and we were going along and the pyramid fell over. So, it was tough days. And the government came to the Building Society one day and said, look, we'll cleaned up a few loans for you, but you need to look at merging with Bendigo Building Society. And so that all happened. And And then my work went to Bendigo, and so it was a no-brainer for me in the end, because I'd originally come from Echuca and it was sort of halfway home. We had young boys and mum and dad could see the kids, and, you know, it was a good spot to be. So I went back to Bendigo and ended up playing with South Bendigo. The red and blacks, red and whites. And Peter Curran was coaching them at the time.
Success there?
Yeah, they were really strong at that stage. No one got close to them, really. They dominated for... Peter Bradbury had them first, and then Peter Curran took in, and we'd won three or four flags there, and, yeah, it was good.
Fantastic. Yeah. Still working or retired?
Yeah, just got still working. Got a blind curtain business in Bendigo.
Give it a plug for those who
might. If you want to be blind, just give Springcrest Curtains Blinds a call.
Beautiful. Do you get back much to...
I do. I make a point of my four clubs are obviously Echuca, Newtown, Geelong and South Bendigo, and I float between the four of them and watch from a distance. My time's been and gone, and I'm happy to just be an old player in the background that, you know, contributed something to the club at the time I was here. So I love Newtown. They've been really good to me. Football's been good to me. I enjoyed my football. I didn't take it that serious when we were, you know, at training and things like that. But when you came to play, you came to play.
Yep.
And it's funny that you run into a lot of blokes that you locked horns with. And they're fantastic guys as well. You know, like Peter Murray, who you're sitting in there, like locked horns with him, St. Mary's and all that. So, but Johnny Elbum and, you know, Johnny Friend and yep. Hackhangan and Alex Risen, you know, these guys, they're just box of nickels. They're fantastic guys.
I think Box is on the Gold Coast.
He's in Bali with Mark Hildebrand.
I did see a photo.
And Jack Perry.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
He's living on the Gold Coast, I think.
So footy's been good to me, and I really enjoy it. And you know, some blokes might think that the footy club owes them something, but the club owes you nothing, and you just need to get involved and be part of it.
Mm. Mark, we could sit here and talk all afternoon.
I need a beer to have a chat.
I'm sure that it's going to be a fantastic afternoon in there. I know you've had lunch. I've seen Newtown greats. I saw the great Dave Brainy.
Dave Brainy was in there.
The great Brainy.
Oh, gee whiz. Having a quick chat with him, and there's a few Caleb Thompsons in there. So
the Jamie and Bruce and Murray are in there. Yeah. But if I could just say one thing, I just wanted to say good day to a good mate of mine. He's not too well. It's in Colin Anderson. And I just wish Colin, you know, all the best to get better, and just say to guys, you know, if you need to check on your health, go and do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, great to go down memory lane with you. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your afternoon. I know you've got some people you want to catch up with. Thank you so much. It's been great to have a chat, and for your sake, go the Eagles this afternoon.
Hope so. Thanks, guys.
Mark Hall joining us here on K-Rock Footy.
The pre-game interview.